May the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Amen.
When I'm here on the second Sunday of the month, I always ask that the gradual music be played just as an instrumental. And it's so important to me because I need to just be listening. Just be listening to what God might be saying to me. And James said this morning to be an empty vessel. And I thought how really appropriate that was and how exactly that's who I wish that I could be. Not just today, but on many days. That when God calls me and asks me to speak for him, whether I'm at a memorial service or I'm at a wedding or at a church service or a cowboy church, no matter where it is, or planning the services, that I have a sense that I am just an empty vessel. And where might that inspiration come? What might I hear? Who might help me with that? And so this morning when I listened to James play so beautifully on his guitar and the music fills this little sanctuary, you can't help but have a sense of being an open vessel, of listening to what it is that God might want you to do today or on the next day. And so this morning I began to think about the scripture and the kinds of things that it was said and how it talks about God being willing to defend us, defend us mightily over all other peoples, all other things. In the Old Testament, we're usually seeing things about wars and problems of such. But I believe that it also speaks to us today when God talks to us about problems that we might have that are as big as a war in our personal selves, and that God will take care of them and fight them off, whatever they are. I thought about the second scripture and James. And there's a great story in my history about James in the fact that I was talking about Paul in an open worship service that I had at the Methodist Church. And there was an older man there who regularly liked to give me a rough time. And I was telling him that Paul said, "We are saved by faith alone." And his answer to that was, "That's not true at all. Without works, nothing is any good just because you're filled with faith." Well, for Christmas, I received a statue about this big of James sitting like this, pondering, that sat on the corner of my desk to remind me that we are not just saved by faith alone. We are also saved by the works that we do. We wish our churches would just be filled to the max. We wish that there would be no room for anyone else to come. I always thought to myself when I was doing a memorial service and the place would be packed because it was a well-known person in our community, and the church would be packed and the social hall would be packed and we would be videoing it, and I mean, really. And I would look around and I would think to myself, why aren't you here on Sunday? Why aren't you here for Jesus? And then part of the answer that came to me, the person that they were honoring on that particular day was a well-known person. And the question might be is, how well-known is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to all of the people in this community? Well, this week, so many people in our community are going to get an opportunity to see who Jesus is and the people who come to the fire department, to the police department, the sheriff's department, to so many different places. And our little children drew their hands and cut them out and pasted them on paper, knowing that they were saying thank you to the fire department. The same little children who come to chapel carrying a cross and putting it right here, knowing that this is God's living room, but God is everywhere out in the community. And we tell them, tell other people. Tell your brothers and sisters. Tell your mother and father. Jesus is who we love, and Jesus loves us. Now, my bet is that when Father Ken went to the fire department, he didn't say, before you can have any of these donuts, you have to listen to a little sermon from me. And we would really like it if you would come to the Episcopal Church, and here is a pledge card. My bet is he didn't say any of those things. He just went with his open heart and a big smile on his face and told them about the children and told them that on Sunday, the prayer that they had pasted to their card would be a prayer that we would be saying for them. And that this prayer is being said for fire departments and others all around Hollister. People have been delivering food from this congregation. Works. James would be very proud of us for the works that we are doing. I not only think about that, but that the preschool children's parents had a sense of what we were doing and that we were reaching out into the whole community, that this preschool just doesn't keep the children here, just doesn't bring them in here and talk to them about faith and love and Jesus, but actually takes the love of Christ out into the world. This is what we're tasked to do. Take the love of Jesus out into the world. You know, when I read the gospel lesson and I think about Jesus talking to the Syrophoenician woman, I realize that the children that he's talking about were the children of Israel. That Jesus was actually came to this earth to save the souls of the children of Israel. And yet, all of a sudden, the Syrophoenician woman and many others, people who were Greek and Roman and a variety of other people, began to come to Jesus and fall on their knees in true adoration and a true sense of faith that he could heal their sick, raise their dead, change their world, that he could make the difference. And the beginning of the realization that we need to reach out like Jesus to all of the people of the world, that we aren't just inviting people to come in to this little church, but we're taking the message of this church through our actions to people every place that we go. You know, I am so privileged because it says on my, Father Ken made me business cards. My business cards say something like, Reverend Artis Golden, retired United Methodist. And then in the action line, it says assisting at St. Luke's Episcopal Church. How lucky I am to do both things. This week I'm here. Next week I will be in Marina at two different places. We get to do Cowboy Church. All of these things are done not in your name. I was going to say that. They were done in the name of this church. They're not. They're done in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, that I want to share with everybody that I meet. The great thing, and I think you probably find this too, is if you're a pastor, people let you preach. Any place. In the grocery store. In the doctor's office. No matter where you are, people ask you questions and are open and willing to listen to a message that you might have. And sometimes you don't even know what that message is or that it made really a difference to somebody else. Last week when I was at the senior home, which I do every first Sunday, and that's why I'm not here, the worker came up and said to me, "Reverend Artis, I feel such peace today. Thank you for the message." I didn't have any idea that I was speaking to the employees instead of the people. You have no idea the difference you make in the people that you talk to, wherever you are. You have no idea. I believe that when Jesus left the Syrophoenician woman and he walked out the door to heal another man and told him, "Be quiet, don't tell," he was still pondering this message that he was sharing, that he was being, that he was living, and that how that message would change the world, and how he gives that message through his life and love and teachings and healings to each and every one of us. May you be the face and voice of Christ everywhere you go. Be an empty vessel so that the Word of God can fill your life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.